Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Easter Sunday edition, Open Line Fun Sunday. And I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, our producer this morning.
Happy Easter, everybody. I'm Austin Mendez.
You know, Austin, a recent study found that people who go fishing, well, they catch more fish than people who don't go fishing.
That would make a lot
imagine
of sense.
Imagine that. Now, it took a genius to come up with that.
I wonder how they got that study.
Unbelievable. Oh, well. Saw another one this week, too, where over in Japan, a Japanese crew pulled this shark out of the water. It got tangled in nets. Mm-hmm. They had seen it earlier. It was trying to swallow a huge sea turtle.
Huh.
And it was a great white shark.
Oh, hell.
And, I mean, it was a monster. And it ended up dying with that turtle in its mouth.
Oh, man.
Trying to choke it down. It got all tangled up in nets, and it was all messed up. Saw some photos of it. I wouldn't want to be wade fishing and see that bad boy swim by me.
Oh, no.
That'd
oh,
be
no.
the end of it.
I got to see what's around me.
I'd be like Fred Sanford. I'm having the big one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Plog and finish up on this. I want to hear about these Easter bunny trip. All right. We're back.
Yeah. Hey, and I don't want nobody to think I'm crying because I don't care. If you go fishing on Easter weekend, it is what
hey,
it is.
Hey, do no you deserve deal. What you get on Good you Friday or any of it? This
exactly
year, Good Friday got blown out.
Yeah, so here they come, which is, you know, and I'm watching all. I'm just watching. We ain't catching nothing. I've been there since like 5:15. There ain't nothing biting. I can't tell if the water's clear, dirty. I don't know what it is. And then it starts getting light, and, you know, here they come like ants. And then fish, I tell you when them fish bit when that moon went down. I'm watching it. And I said, well, if they're going to bite, and I ain't no sonar guy, ain't no major feed miner. I don't care. I'm just going fishing. You know, me and you, we don't really care about none of that. Or you'll talk yourself out of fishing. But anyway,
yeah.
I said, hey, if they go off, I think we got them. I'll be when that moon set. Sure enough, they started going off. So anyway, I got and there's so many people, Mickey, times have changed where they're new to doing it. Let's just say the last 10 years or five. And it ain't that they're being mean or discourteous. They don't know any better. They think if you're wading and they troll within 5 foot to you with their ninja and their remote control trolling motor, they're not bothering nothing. So I don't say nothing. This goes on. Now this ain't one. This just goes on. Hey, it gets pretty funny. So, and I ain't got no problem with nobody. They're not going to catch nothing. They don't catch anything. They don't. I'm sitting there beating them up. Me and my guy are just stomping them. And they're not going to catch nothing. If I thought you could troll around there with one of those iPads or pilots, whatever you call them, I'd have one and I'd be doing it.
Yeah.
But you ain't. You ain't going to catch them where I'm fishing like that. So they don't catch nothing, which is fine. I don't think they're going to catch nothing. And only problem I do have is that all those people watch and they troll around. And they don't bother nothing. But when they decide that they're finally not going to catch nothing, dude, they'll fire it up and they're going to put it on a step right there about 5 foot from them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that, I don't know. They really just don't know. If somebody say, hey, dude, if you take that iPad pilot or whatever you got that you paid $2,000 for, man, if you just troll just a little bit out there, maybe 50, 60 yards, maybe I can keep catching these fish that I've been sitting here for 20 days fishing on trying to catch something, and maybe y'all can catch something. But I didn't. But that, you know, just that's just courteous. But these people just don't know. And then I had the one big dog, the Ninja Man, double power pole, he knows. Well, he wants to go somewhere, and I'm kind of in his way. And then you can go way around and do the right thing and go wherever you want. Or you can just idle right by me where I bass flip into your boat and not look at you. And then just put it on the step because he want to go somewhere. Now, there's the guy that just don't care. He don't care about you, one or other, or anybody else. So that's the only one I had that really didn't care. The rest of the people, they just didn't know. It was really pretty funny. And I feel bad for him. I like to say, hey, man, let me show you how to do this. You're not going to do it the way you're doing it. But that ain't my place.
Well, you think that somebody that owns a boat and operates it and everything would there's a lot of times I just don't buy it. My patience get pretty thin, and you know, and I don't care. I'm like you. I don't care anymore. It just it's like Ron White always said, you just can't fix stupid.
Well, Mickey, they just don't. I guess people can call me and you washed up.
People don't care anymore because they're not held accountable for their actions anymore. Hey, back in the day, people did stuff like that.
Oh, it was not pretty.
It was not pretty. People got in their face, or even, there'd be blows thrown. I mean,
but we didn't do it.
But that's how people learned by their mistakes, is when somebody would tell them. But we just, you know, we're so afraid to say anything these days. We got to be so PC about everything that people just say, hey, you know, I can do anything I want to that guy, and he's not going to do anything to me because, hey, he'll go to jail. He'll have to take anger management classes for the rest of his life, you know, and that's the way times are now. And you just got to shake your head and just go on down the road, man.
You just go down the road. But you know what? I will commend. There was a lot of people fishing that did the right thing. I watched guys wading that, you know, they came from the right way. They idled away. There was a whole bunch of good stuff that went. But this deal of these people thinking, I bought me a $150,000 boat. I got ninja mask. I got 87 power poles. I got 15 solar motors.
What's up with the ninja mask stuff? I mean, what is up with that? Everybody,
I don't know.
They think they're in Antifa or what, you know?
Hey, but Mickey, there, you can't. We already proved this 100 years ago. We proved it 25 years ago in Calcasieu. You can troll around all you want, and you may catch some. You ain't going to compete with us wade fishing when we're standing on.
No, you're not.
In the story on the flat. You lose. You lose, period.
That's it.
And that's what I – maybe people are scared to wade. Maybe they don't. You know what it is? I think that you have to work at it. You know, you get you in a full day of wade fishing, you're tired when you get home. I don't think nobody wants to work that hard. We got all this fancy
everything
stuff.
In life is accomplished by hard work. Nothing's
not
given
anymore,
to
brother.
You.
They want the easy way out. Everybody wants the easy way out now.
Yeah.
I watched that. I did a lot of observing yesterday, and it was, you know, and luckily fishing was really good. We got so lucky, and it was really good. So that makes it a more funner day. At least you can watch and deal. And then the radio start going by 8:30. It's radio time.
Everybody got to start rocking out and bumping out.
I can't understand it, dude. It's a beautiful morning. It's dead slick, man. There's birds. And all I hear is radios. And I told my guy, I'm like, I don't understand. I just don't. Yeah. Hey, I got a radio on my big boat. If I turn it up, I'll blow your sunglasses off your head. It's so loud. You know what I like to do? I listen to it at the dock when I'm working on my boat.
Yeah, but while you're out there fishing. I mean,
I just don't. Hey, your motor's running. You're going 80 miles an hour anyway. How can you hear anything? I don't understand. It doesn't compute to me.
Whole different game nowadays. Different breed.
It's so, Mickey. It's
I'm,
so different.
I'm just so you. Old school. Hey, I didn't even know yesterday was National Marijuana Day. 420.
I didn't have a clue.
Yeah, that's all you stoners, man. It was their big day yesterday. So, I missed out on that one, too.
Dadgum. Hey, it's good, been a good day to stone up yesterday. Just in your boat and just watch. It's been pretty good.
But
I didn't talk to anybody. Only guys, all my guys I know that I talked to, everybody was trying to drift fish. And I didn't talk to not one person that I knew that caught anything. And I can't believe we caught anything. Mickey, you got high pressure blowing your head off. You got a full moon. You got an air clear sky. You got a 4 foot below normal tide. And it's Easter Saturday. If you ever look for a description to not to go fishing, that's it. And I can't believe we all
y'all lit
laughing.
Them up. That's so hilarious.
I was just laughing. I said, I can't believe this.
Boy, I saw all kinds of good stuff on Facebook. Some guys ran a big center console boat aground and had it so high and dry that Sheriff's Department airboat was pulling them out. And they're videoing it. and selfieing and all that. I'd have been so embarrassed to let anybody know. Of course, they're letting the whole world know that they ran aground.
That thing is funny. Yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I wouldn't have told my mother.
I'd be embarrassed to tell anybody I ran aground.
Hey, well, the tide was low, bro. It was about as low as I've seen it. Dana was telling me, man, it's just like it was Monday.
Hey, and it came in overnight. It actually came up some overnight from what it was when the sun went down. I mean, it was just, when I got home from the studio yesterday morning, I couldn't believe it had come up as much as it had already.
It's gone again this morning, though. I'm sitting here looking outside.
That's what I said when I went on air. It was low when I left. It is low.
Man, we don't catch a bunch of flounders, Mickey. We're starting to catch a few big ones now because we're tail fishing. You know, you can throw anything you want, and you might catch one. I'm sure somebody caught 10-pounders on top waters yesterday, but where we're fishing, it's all tails. And we're catching a bunch of them little Steve Hillmans, them little 13, 14-inchers, but now we're catching, you know, two or three really nice flounder. Not that I care, but we're catching two or three really nice flounder a day now.
Yeah.
Millions of bites, those little
reds.
Well,
the little ones always come in first. You know that. We've seen that.
I've never seen this many, Mickey, them little flounder. I've never seen this many little reds.
See how snuff can turn around, man.
Yeah, and I've never seen this many. I think half of these bites we're getting now, a 5-pound bite that we're catching feels just like a 12-inch trout. You really can't. Oh, you know, until you set the hook and he does something, you don't know what you got. It's the same little old nasty bite. And I think about half of them little nasty bites are them little nasty flounders.
Yeah, they could be. They could be.
There's bukus of them, bro. I guarantee you Tommy Rice Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was, I promise you, he hooked 10 or 12 of them.
Man.
And he finally caught a big one. He finally caught one about 4 pounds. He wasn't fishing for him.
Yeah.
So, but it was, the water was really pretty beat up. I can't believe we catch that. We could see about 4 inches.
Good Lord.
But none of my crew that was trying to boat fish caught anything. Nobody I talked to anyway.
Yeah, it was. Well, there were so many out there. It's like you said, somebody's going to catch them.
Oh, heck yeah. The water was, before the front, whatever day it was, I guess Wednesday, because the front got us on Thursday, me and you were talking, but I think the water was 72, almost 73 when I came in.
That's the way it was for me Wednesday, 72 and 73.
Okay, we had the same. So we get out yesterday, I said, man, I should have worn my fleece. I'm cold. And I looked at it before I jumped in. It was 62.4. And I think when we come in, it was like almost 66.
Yeah.
That must be service temp because them fish didn't act cold. They didn't act like it was nothing.
Nah, they don't care.
But it dumped all that bait out in marshes, all them shed and man.
Well, and you know, I was going to mention that earlier when you talking about how low that tide was. You know, I'd rather fish a low tide like that, extremely low, than to have to fish an extremely high tide. Man, when
you're a lot better off.
You got it. You can cover. You can reach more areas that you normally can't, and plus the fish aren't as scattered. A low tide like that'll ball them up a little bit.
Yeah, I was waiting on a flat yesterday that would have been over my head. All right, it'd been up to my shoulders.
Yeah, well,
you know, man,
you better be glad you weren't with me the other day, because everywhere we normally like to wait over there where I was at, it had been over your head. It was crazy, man. It was just
I've thought about that. The bay's getting so deep over there, man.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
We are eroding away. All right, James. Well, I got to bow out of here. It's break time again. Hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and Easter Bunny and hitting Easter Bunny flats, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Come on, man. 409-935-7242. Tell Ron the happy Easter,
hey,
man. Y'all have a good one,
you and
bro.
Carol, too. Y'all have fun with your family. See you, buddy.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 518 right here in the Bayou City on an Easter Sunday. If you're up and at them, care to share a story with us, want to talk fishing, outdoor-related stuff, call us, 713-572-4610. Let's go to Robbie on 2. Robbie, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Captain. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Headed to work.
Unfortunately.
But I got to feed. That expensive addiction of the outdoors.
You got that right.
I was listening to you and James Flora talk about discourteous people.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up duck hunting in the marsh out in Galveston Bay and stuff like that.
Right.
And you want to talk about discourteous. I see more discourteous now duck hunters than I've ever seen in my life.
It's changed, hasn't it?
Oh, man. It's changed extreme. And I still don't put up with it anymore. Just last year, I actually got in a fist fight out in the marsh because somebody decided they were going to cut me off. Going up in a deep cut way back off in the marsh, they actually hit the front end of my boat.
Wow.
At about 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to get back where me and a buddy of mine the day before had just absolutely annihilated the ducks. And, of course, getting back where I did, you had to be on step to get back there. You had to be on plane or you wasn't going to make it.
Right.
And they hit the front end of my boat, spun me up in the marsh grass. So I had to spin around, go back out in the bay, get back on step, and come back up in there. And by the time I made it back there where we were the day before, them guys were already half set up. And my buddy goes, Robbie, just go somewhere else. And I'm like, it's not happening. I said, they shouldn't have hit the front end of my boat. And I left that sucker on step, and I come up flying up in their decoys. And I took off at a half trot up to the nose of the boat while I'm still flying with the motor wide open. And when it stopped, I was already airborne. And I hit that old boy airborne. And what it is, it's just young guys that got mommy and daddy's money with these big expensive mud motors and stuff.
Yep.
And they have no idea about courtesy.
What, they bird dog you from the day before?
Oh, yes, sir, because they tried to come back there about 8
tried
o'clock.
To beat you to your spot. They heard you beating on them, man.
Oh, man, we were waylaying them. Because there was actually four of us in the blind the day before, and we were done by 8:30. I mean, we went to waylaying them, and I knew them birds were there, and they beat me there, but they beat me by hitting the front end of my boat. Had they not hit the front end of my boat, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
I would have spun out and went somewhere else, but when they went to the full discourtesy of hitting the front end of my boat, I don't play them games no more.
No, that's the straw that broke the camel's back right there, bud. That's, you know, it's, I just don't understand it anymore. I mean, I see it every day. Same way with fishing. They'll find you catching them one day, and the next morning you go back your same time, you do your thing, you got a party, you're going back to where you were, and they're already sitting on it out, beating up your fish, and which is fine. I don't own the bay, but, you know, I found those fish or with another boat around within miles, and then they bird dog you, find you, punch you in, and they're back on your spot in the dark. And they know guys like me are plotting. We're not going to pull in there on them and get out and wade with them. I mean, hey, first one there wins. That's a rule of thumb I've always lived by. And first one usually that's on them gets them anyway. Everybody else is just going to watch. And I just won't waste my time trying to, you know, unless it's a real good friend, it weighs me in and said, hey, man, we're beating them down. We got a huge school here. Come on in here and get you some. But other than that, I'm going to do my own thing.
Well, yeah, me and my cousin did the same thing last year. I mean, we got on a cut that was stacked up with them old rubber lips. And it was crazy. It was stacked up with rubber lips on the bottom, a lot of flounder. And for some reason, the big 23, 24-inch speckled trout were in there just by the hordes.
Yeah.
And we got in there, and we beat them up the day before, and I'm like, dude, we got to come back here in the morning. Well, we got back there in the morning. A couple guys, they seen me, and there was no way to get another boat in there where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched them the day before. It was the same boat. They were set up about 200 yards because I keep a pair of binoculars in the boat.
Yeah.
And they were watching me with a pair of binoculars. And when I seen them roll up the day before, they kept their distance. They were courteous. And I waved them in. I told them, come on. The bite shut down for about an hour. And all of a sudden, the bite come back. And all of us were in there beating up on them. But it's the guys that you're sitting there, you're waylaying them, and they decide they're going to come right up in the middle of it, still on step, and shut it down in the middle.
Yep.
That's the guys that just get me. I'm like, come on, guys.
Well, not only did they ruin it for you, they ruin it for themselves too, because once you do something like that, it's going to kill your fishing. They're not going to catch anything, but they just ruined your good fishing trip that you spent the time and effort on to find those fish and learn how to work them over, and they just destroyed it for everybody. That's the part that gets me every time. That's what always happens.
I really think all these younger guys has got to take this boater education course. I really think there needs to be a boater's etiquette course.
That won't work. We've been telling them for years, man. We've been preaching it. You know, all the guys I know that have been sports writers and everything else and writing about the outdoors, they've always stressed that. And it's like, it doesn't matter anymore. The guy that'll do that to you on the water is the same guy that'll cut you off on the freeway and almost put you in a ditch.
Yes, sir.
And just don't care. Don't care. He's going to do it his way. He's worried about himself and nobody else. And, you know, it's just the way people are raised nowadays. I mean, my dad would have beat me to an inch of my life for doing stuff like that to people when I grew up.
You and me both.
You had to show respect, you know. And that's
yes, sir.
That's something we've lost. We just don't have that respect. I guess if you don't respect yourself, it's hard to respect anybody else, too. That's a big part of it also. It's
yes, sir.
You know, there's just
well, you have
that.
A good day, Captain.
Hey, you bet, Robbie.
I hope you and your family have a good day.
We're going to do it. I'm going to have a good one. I get to spend all day with my new little grandson.
That's
going to be cool. He don't know it's Easter,
Cherish
but yeah, that's it, man. He's a pretty baby. All right, buddy.
Yes,
see you, man.
Yes, sir. You
Take
have
care.
A good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Craig in G-Town. What's up, Craig?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Ah, not a lot. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm up and at 'em, trying to get Kitty motivated to go fish. But anyway, it's a nice day out.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a beautiful day. And so your Easter sunrise service will be with a bait casting rod and a lure on the end of it this morning, I presume. You and
yes,
Kitty.
Yes, sir.
That's not all bad, brother.
You know, that's right. We'll talk to the man our way.
That's it. Everybody has their own way of doing things.
Hey, that guy that was just calling in, I feel his pain out there in the marsh where we duck hunt. I never saw another duck hunt at all. I mean, nobody. Just way off in the distance. And this past year, we had at least 4 new blinds pop up.
Yeah,
and I told you about that old boy in that airboat buzzing us that morning, wanting to come in on our blind and hunt it. But yeah, it's like, where are these people coming from?
And, yeah, I mean, seriously, that's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind people hunting down the ways and all that, but just the way they all go about it, it's just something else. Times are changing.
Yes, they have, and. You know, I would never even dream of hunting in somebody else's blind that they went out there on the public property on the bay and built themselves. That's hard work going out there. You don't, you know, it's
especially
it's
not, the way we do it.
Yeah,
and
then you get to your blind that you spent all that time and effort working on and 2 weeks of building it and making it really nice, and you get there to it and somebody's sitting in it with their decoys out already. That's
yeah.
Oh, man, that...
I mean, you know, I don't mind people hunting on blind.
Well, no, but, I just couldn't do it. If I didn't build it, I'm not going to get in it. I'm just...
I wouldn't get any on anybody's blind.
No,
but,
I wouldn't
either. You know.
But there's a lot of them that will.
That's true.
It's kind of like they remind me of ringneck doves. They go steal everybody, all the other doves' nest.
They just plop down wherever.
That's it. They're too lazy to build their own, so they run the morning doves out and take over their nest.
I feed these white wings. I got about 40 white wings that show up. And then these ringnecks will come in and chase all of them away. And they'll feed for about a week.
Right.
And I'm keep thinking, there's got to be a way I can snatch these guys, you know, because, you know, there ain't no season on them. So make some good eating because they're all corn fed and fat.
Make you a good dove trap.
Yeah, know? I was thinking about putting a cast net.
Trap them or cast net them. Yeah, get them all fed up and cast net them like pigeons. make you a ringneck dove coop.
There
like,
you go.
Like a you know, pigeon coop or a chicken coop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Then Kitty can sit out there and listen to all that pretty cooing going on all evening long.
Yeah, her chickens make enough noise, I tell you. Well, half the yard looks like Kansas, and then the other part looks like tropical Galveston.
Hey, when you get chickens or waterfowl that live in a certain area, there will never be any grass. There ain't nothing.
It looks like I said. It looks like Kansas on their side,
and
but they sure eat a lot. They eat everything in sight.
Yeah, they do.
But they're producing well. We got plenty of eggs now.
They're raptors, man.
They are, man. You imagine if they were 6 foot tall. That would be that'd be scary.
Prehistoric, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well, man, happy Easter to you.
You too, Craig. Give Kitty a hug for me and those sweet girls of yours, and y'all have a great family day today, buddy.
All right. You do the same. Tell Rhonda I said hello.
You got it, brother. See you, man.
All right.
Take care.
All right, bye.
All right. Craig and G-Town. All right, we got some lines available. Call us 713-572-4610, and after the commercial break, we'll go to Kenny. But first, I need to tell everybody about Bauman Marine Service. You know, if you're looking for a great place to have any propeller work done, whether you need a prop repaired or you're looking, you know, to get your boat rigged and get it to perform like it was designed to do, check out Bauman Marine Service, 2311 Macario Garcia Drive. You can call them toll-free at 888-359-7767. I've known the guys at Bauman, I don't know, I've been taking props to them well over 40 years. And believe me, over the years, they fixed quite a few for me. And when you're rigging a new boat, especially a shallow runner, and you're needing that good four-blade prop with a Mansfield cup in it and everything so you can hole shot really good and get up in skinny water, they're really pros at doing things like this. Or if you're looking to get some extra speed and those RPMs just right, Bauman knows how to do it. Again, they're located at 2311 Macario Garcia Drive, 888-359-7767. And I guarantee you're going to find honest prices, great service, excellent workmanship. That's Bauman Marine Service.
Come on, baby.
Move over, Rover. Let Mickey take over.
Let Mickey take over. That's what you tell us all that. You pull up weight, and that's what you tell us.
You got your early morning sickos. Living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time. If they ain't working, beats all I've ever seen.
Well, fish are so much smarter than us because they've been in schools all their life.
Hey guys, y'all have a good one. Y'all sound good, and we're listening to you. So just continue on, guys.
See you later, right, Tech. See you, brother. All right, man. Have a good day.
Continue on, man.
Continue on.
But these goofy catfish are messing with me. I can't figure out what the heck's going on. Normally, I'm catching a whole fistful of big ones. Right now, I'm catching a whole fistful of little ones. Yesterday, that was just the craziest thing I ever seen.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 5:36 in the Bayou City on an Easter Sunday. Everybody's up and at them, getting an early start at it. It's going to be a gorgeous day. No better way to spend with family and friends, all that. Whether you're going to spend it on the bay or the lake or just outdoors in the backyard cooking. Doesn't even matter. Do it. All right, let's go to Kenny on two. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Not much, man. Just going to go out and enjoy a beautiful day. First off, I want to say, you know, I enjoy y'all's show. I'm a kind of a newer guy last couple years.
Is that a dog panting in the background? Sounds like a Labrador.
That's what it is. That's my grand dog.
There you go. Awesome, man. All right, go ahead on. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had to know, man.
That's all right. Yeah, my son, I was talking to him earlier. and I left his house. He said, I can hear him panting. I said, I guess technology's come a long way from the old wireless stuff.
Yeah, we have clarity, man.
Yes, it is. But like I say, kind of old John Storm kind of told me about y'all, and I kind of feel bad because I think, man, all them years I've missed out on hearing some good stuff because I'm up most time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's appreciate y'all's entertainment, y'all's information. It helps. I grew up an outdoorsman. My dad was kind of, but I never was really shown, you know, different things. We grew up fishing, but more so in freshwater. But I fell in love with the bay, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And, bought a boat. Someone asked me, so how often do you go freshwater fishing? I said, I hadn't been in, and I know 5 years since I got my boat. But I'm a new guy, but I'm not one of those inconsiderates. Like y'all talking about the old flat billers.
Well, we didn't call them out. We didn't say flat billers, but you did.
Well, we didn't
want
to say millennials.
Yeah.
No, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, some of those young men, young women, they're knowledgeable. They're courteous.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you can't label them all by the actions of a few, you know.
You can't.
But boy, yeah, those actions of a few, it sticks in your craw, man.
Yeah, I know it's fishing season, but it's never not duck season. You know, you can't shoot them. It's still duck season. You know, just the love of duck. My first love is probably duck hunting, and then a close second is fishing.
Sounds like that dog man's been picking up birds already this morning.
he's just always panting. But that guy told the story earlier, and it's funny because I was already gonna call, and then he told the duck story, and I thought, well, man, I don't want to just come in and copycat him, but you know, just to compare to some of those young guys, I always hunted the walk-in unit up to the last few years. I got me a duck boat, and I waited late to get out, you know, to my spot. It was real close, and get out there. There's these two kids on my designated spot.
Yeah.
I come up and I said, "Hey guys, what y'all doing?" "Oh, we couldn't find our spot." I said, "Okay, well, this is mine." He goes, "Well, all right." I said, "Where are y'all supposed to be hunting?" He said, "Well, we're supposed to be hunting the north, the southwest." I said, "This is southeast right here." And by that time, some ducks flew over, and it was probably 5 minutes before shooting time, and they shot. And if I would have even thought before about letting him hunt with me, because I have walked up on people and, you know, in my spot and said, "Yeah, that's cool, you know, as long as they were courteous." Well, they shot. At first, I'm like, "What are y'all doing?" And finally, I said, "Okay, man, y'all got to go." He said, "No, we're not leaving." I said, "Oh, yeah, you are." And he said, "No, we're not." And so I come over there and I'll get you to leave. And like I said, they're probably 18, 19 years old. And you know, the first thing I thought of was, I got a 25 and a 27-year-old. And if they were 15, 18, and to this day, if someone walked up on them, their first words were probably, "Sir, I'm sorry. I'll get out of your way as quick as I can. I didn't know you were coming." You know, that would be my son's response.
Sure.
But, oh, no. Then it got to be, you must have a little one. That's why you're gonna act like that. I said, "What, brother? You need to get out of here real quick."
Boy, I said, "Nothing.
Y'all set up on the wrong side of the pond for the wind we got." Well, we didn't know. So I turn around, I go over there and set up my stuff. I turn around, look, and they're still there. So finally, they start gathering their stuff up. They start walking off, and you know, they're saying a few more things, and finally got quiet, and I get a little further. Finally, I said, I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, "Hey," and they both stopped, like, maybe he's going to change his mind. I said, "Do me a favor, tomorrow morning when y'all get to, when y'all go to hunt again, ask your mama what's the direction of north and south."
between Southwest and Southeast, baby.
That's right. There is a difference, you know, but no, it's just crazy, you know, but, you know, I raised my sons up to hunt and I want to feel like that a lot of these younger, anglers, you know, whether it be fishing, hunting or what have you, they just weren't shown right. And it's, maybe they think that that's just what, is normal. And, you know, and it drives us crazy.
Well, the actions of these younger people, you can tell it all starts at home and the way they're raised, and their mom and daddy don't pound it in their heads. They're just not going to know. But that's still no excuse. Anybody with any kind of common sense should know right from wrong.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, and like I say, it gives some of the younger guys, because I've even had some of the guys, you know, the young guys, you mention something like that, and first thing they say is, hey, wait a minute now. And I said, no, you're right. I exclude you, because, you know, you've been taught right. But,
yeah.
You know, no, and it's, you know, and it's awesome, you know, for kids to get out in the outdoors. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, there's no mass shooters. There's no people just going crazy. If you look back, I promise you, they weren't outdoorsmen. I don't know of any I've ever heard of that kind of went off, that have, you know, been exposed to guns. Hunting.
You know that you brought that up. You know, today's the anniversary, I think, of the Columbine shooting. You know, the first popular one, you know, that kind of put the country on its heels with this new wave of why these kids want to do stupid stuff like that. But, you know, I was thinking about that driving in this morning. And how, man, we went to school, we'd have a shotgun in our vehicle. We all went dove hunting, rabbit hunting, stuff like that after we'd get out of school. And it just, you didn't have things like that happen back then. And
no, you sure did.
For whatever reason, I don't know whether it's I don't know what's wrong with society now. And it's not the guns, it's the individuals. I mean, I don't know whether it just everything just went wrong at home in their lives growing up, and or they didn't have any kind of guidance or leadership from their family. I don't know, but
it just
wasn't like that when we were kids. It really wasn't.
You know, taking guns to school or what have you. A buddy of mine, he's an avid hunter. Son hunts, whatever. Well, Monday morning rolled around and his son took his dad's truck to school. Instead of his Jeep, and he gets called in there, you know, early in the morning, come out to his vehicle, and they found, you know, something that set the dogs off, and he reaches in there, and he's got his dad's heart medication, and he's got three shells, which, Jerry, you know what three shells means. That meant you probably unloaded your gun at the truck, or, you know, you might have three shells in your bib or your waders. Oh boy, he had narcotics and weapons, and they would not, for the life of them, use common sense to understand that. Look, this, and he even said that the policeman in, you know, that was stationed at their school, the principal walked out and he said, "This is not, that shotgun shell is not a weapon." He said, "But you know, hey, I've kind of got to go along with, you know, the principal." And he ended up getting, I think, 2 weeks in school suspension. I mean,
an empty shotgun hull in the back of your truck, you're in big trouble, man.
Oh yeah, and that's just sad. Like I say, it went from, you know, people, it was no big deal to have a shotgun or
zero,
you know,
tolerance now, zero.
Right, and you know, and it's sad that it has come to that. You know, but I guess, like you say, that nowadays, I guess people just don't appreciate life. You know, these younger guys, you know, they don't appreciate life, or they don't understand the repercussion of what they're doing. And, you know, and some of them, I guess maybe maybe family members have been in prison, they act like they're not scared to go. And I tell you what, I don't want to be in jail, much less prison.
No,
you know, but you know, the things that were. I would
rather get the death penalty right then and there. Just go ahead and do me in than to put me behind bars, take my freedom away. Sure. I'd rather be dead. Right. If you don't have your freedom, what do you have? Think about that.
Right. You know, because you thought, okay, if you had a felony, you know, and as we are, we're hunters and such. That's the death sentence right there.
It is.
You know, we can't hunt no more.
You get a felony, that's it. You will never hunt again.
Right.
Exactly.
But they make laws to curb, you know, people's actions, and it's sad that they have to do that. But,
that's it. And the more laws we get, the stupider everybody gets. It's crazy.
All right. That ain't no love.
Well, I got to roll.
I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, it's good hearing from you. You have a great Easter. Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks a lot. Later. Y'all too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Henry on one. Henry, good morning.
Morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing this
I'm
morning?
Good, sir. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. That's the reason I called. I want to tell you and your family happy Easter and tell you I'm glad you got the brand new grandbaby, excuse me. And I agree 100% with Kenny. You know, I don't know what the hell's the matter with kids these days. They're not right.
I don't know what's happened. It's definitely a big-time society change. Things are just, I never thought I'd live long enough to see it go this opposite.
I didn't either, Captain Mickey. I've been listening to the Outdoor Report since Bob Stevenson had it, mm-hmm. Things have changed so much since those days.
They really have.
But anyhow, I just call to tell you and your family happy Easter, and y'all have a good day.
You too, Henry. Thank you, and you have a nice Sunday with your family, buddy.
I will do, buddy. Thank
you. All right, take care. All right, we got Joe and Katie next. Gun Show Joe, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. I didn't go fishing yesterday. I was too
you
weak.
You didn't? You were too weak.
It's supposed to be 40 degrees up there. I ain't mad at catfish that bad. So I moved my boat from a different stall. So.
Yeah, it was a little cool on the area lakes up, you know, above H-Town yesterday morning. Little chilly.
Yeah. I heard fish do whining, so it was a little cool. So. I got a question. Have you seen any of these, they call it Reeks sunglasses, R-E-K-S?
No. R-E-K-S, I guess that would be Rex.
I've seen them advertised on TV for polarized sunglasses.
I've never tried them.
They can't be too much. They're $30 a piece or something.
Yeah, or we're paying too much for the good stuff we're wearing.
Yep. Yes. Also,
I remember first polarized glasses, well, the only you could get back in the day were the Bill Dance ones. You can buy them at Walmart, $5.95 a pair.
And the lens falls out and all
that.
Yeah,
if you'd put a lanyard on them where they wouldn't blow off your head, you'd turn around and look behind you running a boat and it'd blow one of the lenses out.
You just super glue them in when you buy them.
Yeah, but we used to go through those like cordwood, man. But they worked, and you know, it saved our eyes. I guess that's why, you know, me at my age, I've still got good vision, I guess, because I always wore my eye protection while I was on that glare on the water like that. And so far, no cataracts or anything like that. And I have buddies that never wore sunglasses, and, boy, they've got a lot of eye problems, you know, and they're my age. They've got cataracts and had surgery, and it's just it's like anything else. You know, when you go to the gun range, you better have your hearing protection on if you want to hear. And it's
so what's supposed to be better, high pressure or low pressure?
I'll take low pressure over high pressure any day for good fishing.
Does it make the water clearer?
Well, no, it just the lower barometer, you have less pressure and the fish tend to be more active and feed better. Not to say you can't catch them on high pressure, because you can. You get in a big enough school or something with high pressure, you're going to catch fish. But the for the most part, a barometric pressure reading from 29.95 downward is I've always done better on it. If you do have to fish high pressure, usually deeper water structure is probably better, especially fresh water.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go out to Johnny's next weekend again. So if Ray Stanley wants me to pick him up a hot rod, I sent you my phone number and all that.
Yeah, I'll forward it to him. Yeah, if he wants you to pick him up a hot rod or two, if you're going to Johnny's Sports Shop.
Because it's a lot closer for me than it is for him.
Yeah, it is. It sure is, man.
And
no doubt.
Yeah, you see these stickers on back of people's cars, come and take it.
Yeah.
I saw one yesterday. Started with the F word.
Uh-oh.
It's a F word and see what happens. Well, it's pretty funny. It's pretty crude for being on the back of someone's car driving on the street, though.
Yeah, you see a lot of stuff nowadays. Boy, they go to the extra mile to have some stuff printed up to put on their vehicles, putting out that statement.
Yeah, because I see where old Iwatho, the bag running for president, wants to stop drilling offshore and in the state parks and all that. Old Warren, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I bet that'll fly.
What are they? No, they call her Pocahontas, not Hiawatha.
No, I call her Liawatha.
Oh, Liawatha.
She's a liar and all that. Just, you know, so, yeah, well, people don't care anymore.
They don't fly. They don't fly down here. We're in the energy sector here, man. We're all about, that's what we thrive on. We've got to have it.
Well, it don't fly for Ocasio Cortez, too, till she gets on the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well. They all talk a lot of stuff, but they don't ever live it.
No.
You know, so, yeah, like the guy said, though, people just don't care. And I don't know if they're playing video games. They think they're in a video game or something like that. I was going down Britmore one day, and I saw three people beating up a woman. And nobody stopped and helped, so I stopped and whipped out a riot shotgun and ran them off. You know,
three people on one woman?
Yep, they were getting ready to start whipping on this little five-year-old kid.
What, were they mugging her or just a...
They were beating her and getting ready to throw
a dispute or what?
I don't know. They were getting ready to throw the little kid in the ditch. And that wasn't going to happen.
Nope.
So I whipped out that right shotgun. The first shot's number nine, and after that it goes into buckshots and all that. So they were scattered like quail.
Man, oh, man.
And then my girlfriend had to tell the cop, boy, if he wouldn't have whipped out that shotgun, you know, I don't need your help. Just I can explain my own story. So
you told your girlfriend that?
Yep.
All right, you know, Joe. I got to roll, good, man. It is break time again.
You and the family have a good Easter.
You too, man. You take care, see buddy. Later. All right, take bye. Care. All right, it's Open Line Fun Sunday. Robert, you'll be next after the break, but we have some lines available. Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.